Now we'll go to House District 34, where we're joined by the Democratic candidate, Tim Evans. Mr. Evans, you have time for an opening statement, then we'll have a bit of a discussion.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I do appreciate the opportunity to be here. I am Tim Evans, candidate for State House in District 34. I came to Alaska in 1965 in the Air Force, stationed at Elmendorf Air Force Base. I met and married my wife here in Anchorage, and we have lived in the state for over 40 years. The last 25 years have been in Sterling. Energy, jobs, and education, they all take money. We need to take an aggressive stance on building an in-state natural gas pipeline. It can be the answer. The energy we need throughout the state, the jobs to fuel our economy, and the revenue to keep improving our educational system. We need to work together for the common good. Cross party lines to reach an agreement on all issues that are facing our constituents. The people I talk to are asking for a change in our legislature. To make that change, we have to be willing to take a chance on someone new. I am asking you to give me that chance. I am Tim Evans, candidate for State House, District 34, and I would appreciate your vote.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Evans. We do have time for a bit of a discussion here.
Okay.
And perhaps you could describe your district. Obviously, many people will know, but perhaps some don't. We don't want to leave them out.
Okay. District 34 starts in basically in Nikiski, goes around through Sterling, down Funny River Road, parts of Kalifonsky Beach Road, down to Kosilov, Klam Gulch, Nanelchik, and to the North Fork River, just north of Anchor Point.
And if you got elected to the Alaska legislature, what would be your first bill?
My first bill, I believe, would be to try to get the educational system fully funded for more years than what we have right now, to set up an endowment fund for education similar to our permanent fund. I believe if we had done that years ago, when we first started the permanent fund, we wouldn't have to be worrying about funding of any of our educational, either our K-12 or our advanced education in our universities.
And you heard the gentleman from House District 33 talk about the fish wars over there, which extend to your district as well. If you got to be the fish czar, how would you resolve them? Take your time.
Okay, that's going to take a lot of time. I served, I was hired to be a business representative for the IBEW, and I spent 5 years mediating disagreements between employers and employees. And I think that's what needs to happen now. I think we need to sit down and talk. We need to be able to talk across the table to try to work out our differences. And where we can't work out our differences, then we need to try to come to the best consensus we can possibly come to. The fish belongs to everybody. We need to make sure that they're there for generations and generations to come, both the commercial fishermen who have been here forever, the sports fishermen, and even the guides who obviously fuel our economy through the tourism. But mediation is the only way I feel that we can get this done.
We've heard heard a lot of details about the problems with the price of a barrel of oil falling from 144, 147 to 60-something or 70. I'm not sure what it is finally wound up at the end of the day today. How do we plan fiscally in that kind of environment?
You know, I think that every time the legislature convenes, they need to start off as if we have nothing. No matter if we have the $3 billion in there, we need to be fiscally responsible. We need to look at other alternatives. The natural gas pipeline is going to be, to me, a constant and steady stream of revenue to the state. We need to build that bullet line. It has to start now. We can't wait 10 to 15 years for something to be built by TransCanada. ANGDA is well along the way in getting permits. They've done a lot of the routing and staking of the pipe, in-state pipeline. That's going to provide jobs. Those jobs are going to provide revenue in this state. Materials bought, materials sold. Jobs where well-paid people are going to spend their money here in this state and hopefully not take it outside.
Okay, Mr. Evans, you have 1 minute for a closing statement or less. Your comfort there.
Okay, thank you. Again, I want to thank you for inviting me here and listening to me. As an Alaskan and hopefully your legislator, I will work toward fiscal responsibility that includes the funding of the needs of our community. Honesty, accessibility, and accountability are three things you can count on from me. I will work hard to make sure your vote makes a difference in Juneau. I've been telling everyone at all the chamber meetings I've been going to and the meet-and-greet meetings is that I truly believe that once a person is elected, he's no longer a Democrat, no longer a Republican, no longer an independent. He is a representative, and he has to represent all the people, not any special interest, not any particular political party. He needs to be a statesman, and I truly believe I can be that statesman for you, and I'd appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we'll be right back.